you mentioned forms that people had to fill in. Here at the Taxpayers Union, our position is, well, putting aside the issue of whether the materia ture was justified back in the 90s, I think that what is certain is that she should pay the money back. She's now in the top 1% of earners. We've just done the figures. We dug out the information of what the DPB was back in the early 90s, and we estimate that over the 3 years where the fraud happened, it's $57,096 that she owes taxpayers, and that should be paid back. In fact, we're talking about in the office who's going to get dressed up in our mascot costume, Porky, because frankly, when you're telling Porkies and get that sort of amount of money, Porky wants it paid back.
Josie Bergani, this was part of a wider strategy, wasn't it? Bit of a wider strategy for the Greens.
Yes, and also, you know, when Jordan, when you're getting out the smelling salts because you're so insulted that somebody's, you know, in 20 years ago has told a lie to social welfare, I mean, it just doesn't ring true.
A pretty big lie.
Know, what you've got to answer is, and what the point that she's trying to make is that when people are in her situation, and people are in her situation today and were in the 90s, there are always some people, decent people, who are in a situation where they've got to decide whether they're going to feed the kids or pay the rent. And if they have to tell a lie or decide not to feed the kids or pay the rent, surely we don't want people to be in that position. So that's the point she's making. And you have to say, what would you have someone in her situation do, Jordan?
Well, hang on. There are about tens of thousands of people in the same position. I was brought up by a single mother. As far as I know, she never broke the law like this in terms of either... because, of course, it goes either way, either benefit fraud or tax evasion. I think that they're very similar, if not the same. You know, but I put that to one side. Like, even if you agree that maybe she was justified, maybe, you know,
her mum wasn't on a benefit. Materia at that time in her life was clearly a young woman, solo mum on a benefit who was
had the
potential to become a minister in government and run a political party. So we didn't know that then. So she's not somebody who's out to screw the system and whatever. She was somebody with that potential. So surely we want people in her position today not to be faced with having to make a decision about whether they lie to social welfare or whether they pay the rent. And I think, you know, clearly that's the issue. That's a substantial issue she's trying to get us to talk about. And yeah, really, I'm not interested in campaigning against whether Materia should or shouldn't pay this back or whatever. It's all smoke and mirrors. The real issue is, what do we do about poverty in New Zealand? And look, I take my hat off to the Greens that they're making this an issue about benefit levels, because I think that the Labor Party, therefore, can get on with the business of being the Labor Party, which is to talk about wages.
We have to leave it there for the moment, you two, Josie and Jordan. Back in a moment.
Levante, the Maserati of SUVs, available to order from $136,990 plus on roads. The practical versatility of an SUV and the power, style and exclusivity of a Maserati. Winger Maserati, Great South Road, Newmarket. Winger.co.nz.
Hi, Stephen Hunt here from Ian Hunt Flooring. Wool carpet or nylon carpet? I'll make your choice easier at Ian Hunt Flooring, Mount Wellington and Albany.
Making your choice easier, Ian Hunt Flooring.
There's one major difference between Get Capital and banks. Get Capital isn't a bank. When you come to Get Capital for a business loan, we find reasons why we should give you money, not reasons why we shouldn't. So, if you've approached a bank for a loan to help your business and they've said they can't help, don't worry. Get Capital can. If you want to get capital, call Get Capital 0508 Get Cap or visit our website to apply. Normal lending criteria apply.
There's only one payroll you'll ever need, Crystal Payroll. It's feature-rich, up-to-date, simple to use, and flexible enough to meet today's needs and tomorrow's. Visit crystalpayroll.co.nz or phone 0800 799 899.
My family feels better with Health 2000.
Support your magnesium levels with Good Health Magnesium Ultra. This month at Health 2000, save $5 plus get a free magnesium cream. Read label, take as directed. Good Health Auckland.
Newstalk ZB Auckland community notices with stressless recliners from Danske Møbler Furniture. Imagine transforming the way you relax.
Do you know a young woman who enjoys singing and would like to sound even better? The Auckland Girls Choir is looking for girls aged 11 to 17 with a passion for singing and an accurate pitch to learn vocal techniques with expert guidance. For more information or to apply for an audition, visit akgirlschoir.co.nz and read through the audition notification and FAQs.
Caring for our community. Newstalk ZB and Danske Møbler Furniture.
Newstalk ZB, Josie Bagani and Jordan Williams with us on the huddle. Jordan, Māori seats, I suspect you would support Winston on this. He says get rid of them. And let's cut MPs from about 120 down to 100 as well. You might have heard Hone Hauraweta and others make the case, likes of Calvin Davis. Shane Jones intriguingly quiet on this about whether or not they should remain. But do they serve a purpose?
Well, it's been National Party policy for over a decade now to get rid of the Māori seats. It's only the the National Party had needed the Māori Party that went out the window. There's a lot of internal pressure in the moment within the National Party, because certainly what I'm hearing from our donors, a lot of them connected with all the parties just listed, is that National need to hold firm and actually go back to what their policy was under previous leaders of promising to abolish the Māori seat. In actual fact, Winston's policy's a bit watered down, because he's saying put it to referenda, so it's not left up to
27 million in the middle of the next term, Josie Bagani. I mean, that money well spent, do you think?
Oh, no. I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? Is this really the most urgent issue for New Zealand politics?
Dog whistle politics, isn't it?
No, it is important.
Whether you think that, hold on, Jordan. Whether you think the Māori seats are anachronistic or not, I mean, there are other institutions that I'd get rid of first, like the monarchy, for example, if you want to get rid of an anachronistic institution. But, you know, I also I'm not sure that there's a huge, big democracy deficit here. I mean, you can either go on the Māori role or the general role, not both. And it's a bit like being a student, and you can either go on, you know, the role where your parents live or the role where you're studying. So it's not like you get to vote twice or there's a democracy problem here or whatever. These are real people voting on the Māori role. They have a constituency. I'm just not sure it's a big enough issue.
Oh, nonsense. It's huge. It's actually a symbol
for the broader
issue that's been happening under the RMA and co-governance arrangements, getting into local or subversing local government in the last few years as part of treaty settlements. I think that this is Winston's signal to National Party, traditional National Party voters, that he's their man to add a bit of spine to National in this race relations area. Just in relation to 100 MPs, because I have some experience of this from the NNP referendum, you probably can't do it if you keep an MP. Otherwise, the electorates are just so large.
Yes, you can.
The maximum.
You just get rid of some electorates.
The Royal Commission's pretty clear on this. I think our parliament is too large. I would agree to take it down to 100.
Right.
I think it's got to be practical. You can't do it with an MP.
Okay.
You need to go to a supplementary member or something else.
We've got to leave it there. Thank you both, Josie Bagani and Jordan Williams.